Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, and we start with local news. A gas leak was reported near Summit High School in Spring Hill on Monday afternoon. Authorities responded to the incident on Buckner Lane in front of the school. Police say contractors struck a gas line, causing the leak. A shelter in place was not put into effect at Summit High School. Traffic was back to normal by 2:30. Due to the potential for some severe weather today, there are some school closings. In the southern Middle Tennessee area, Giles and Hickman County schools will close at 11:30. Lawrence County schools will close at 11:45. The 10th annual Mid-State Classic softball tournament, a hit-or-miss proposition since its 2014 inception, will yet again not take place today. A scheduled college softball contest at Ridley Park between National Power Tennessee and Memphis, anchoring a three-game extravaganza also set to include local high school rivals Columbia Central and Spring Hill, as well as Columbia State and the UT Southern Junior Varsity, was canceled Monday morning in light of a severe weather forecast. We have been closely monitoring the national weather forecast projections the last several days. The forecast has consistently predicted thunderstorms and high winds throughout Tuesday, Columbia City Manager Tony Massey said in a release. We really hate to cancel the softball games. However, it's unlikely any of the games, including Tennessee versus Memphis, would be played. Player safety and fan safety always come first, he said. Ranked fourth in the country, Tennessee, who has a record of 28-5, had its 20-game win streak snapped in its last outing, falling 4-1 at Auburn in its Southeastern Conference Series finale on Sunday. UT will resume play on Friday, opening a three-game SEC series against visiting Georgia. Over the Mid-State Classic's 11-year history, the game has actually been played on six occasions, most recently last spring when the Lady Vols defeated Austin Peay 6-1 en route to a semifinal berth in the Women's College World Series. Tennessee has played in and won each of the five prior games. Massey also announced UT will play Eastern Kentucky in the 2025 Mid-State Classic, which has been set for March 18th of 2025. According to Columbia State coach Samantha King, the Lady Chargers matchup with UT Southern will not be rescheduled. Neither Columbia Central's John McDonald nor Spring Hill's Bill Hardwick responded to queries regarding a makeup date for their District 10-4A contest. The city will refund all tickets. For information on ticket refunds for the 2024 Mid-State Classic, contact the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department at 931-388-8119. On Thursday, March 21st, the Ultium Cells plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee, successfully shipped its first battery cells to its customer, General Motors. This milestone represents the culmination of 2.5 years of work. The facility, which spans a half mile along Highway 31 between Spring Hill and Columbia, will continue to produce millions of battery cells for General Motors' Ultium platform electric vehicles, including the Cadillac Lyriq produced at GM's neighboring Spring Hill assembly plant. Shipments to other General Motors plants will increase in volume and frequency as the plant commissions additional production lines. This moment has been years in the making, and I'm grateful to the thousands of contractors, community partners, and team members who have worked tirelessly to make this moment a reality. We've built a great team here in Spring Hill, and we're proud of the world-class facility, said Chris DeSottles, the plant director. Youngdoo Kim, regional director, dispatched from LG Energy Solutions, said, Ultium Cells Tennessee creates incredible synergies by combining the operational expertise of GM and the validated state-of-the-art battery processes and equipment technology of LG Energy Solution to make benchmark battery cells for our customer, General Motors. Ultium Cells continues to seek well-qualified applicants to join their launch team. Interested applicants can visit www.ultiumcell.com to learn more about Ultium Cells or apply for career openings. Spring Hill is Ultium Cells' second battery cell manufacturing plant to reach regular production after the Warren, Ohio plant, which started regular production in November of 2022. Ultium Cells is a joint venture between General Motors and LG Energy Solution that will mass produce Ultium battery cells to advance the push for zero emissions, all electric future. Ultium Cells will provide battery cell capacity to support GM's North American electric vehicle assembly capacity of more than 1 million units by mid-decade, while supporting GM plans to supply other automotive companies and other industries, including rail, aerospace, heavy trucking, and marine customers. For more information about Ultium Cells, please visit www.ultiumcell.com. One of the big highlights of Mule Day is crowning the annual Mule Day Queen, and this year the tradition will include a little something extra special. Crowned 2024's Mule Day Queen, Anissa Grimes approached the Mule Day board with an idea, one that would not only keep up the years-long tradition, but also create a new space for an honorary Mule Day Queen. The honor to wear the banner for the first time while also commemorating Mule Day's 50th anniversary went to 20-year-old Carly McGee. My goal this year was to make my mark on Mule Day history, something that people will remember and that Mule Day Queens of the future can make their own, Grimes said. I thought this was a great idea, and I'm getting to share this experience with someone else who truly does deserve it, she said. McGee said she is looking forward to this year's festivities, as well as riding in the Mule Day Parade for the first time. Reigning as Mule Day Honorary Queen is also a chance to take part in something positive, considering McGee's story over the last couple of years, battling a rare form of cancer. I'm excited because I was thinking about doing it, competing in the Mule Day to be Mule Day Queen this year, but then I got sick, McGee said. It's always something I've wanted to do, so when I was asked, I thought, why not? Growing up in Murray County, McGee had always loved the idea of participating in local pageants, but those dreams were stalled when she became sick in 2022. McGee was diagnosed with stage 4 rhabdomyosarcoma cancer, a rare form which develops in soft tissue. After multiple visits with doctors at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, it was discovered that the cancer had spread, now forming multiple tumors inside the brain. They were able to remove the front tumor, which was the largest, April Prince, McGee's mother, said. At that point, we had a very hard conversation because when the cancer spreads to the brain, there is no cure. But she has kept faith like no other, knows that God is the ultimate physician, and we believe that, she said. McGee is currently on a chemotherapy regimen, which includes a daily pill, though she still struggles with platelet levels in her blood. She gets immunocompromised if it gets too low, and so she takes weekly injections to try to keep her white blood cells high and platelet injections to keep her platelets high, Prince said. She has disease evaluations every 2 weeks. Her experience has also inspired a potential career path. Having a passion for healthcare, McGee said she hopes to one day pursue an education in oncology. I've been so inspired by all of it that I thought it would be cool to be an oncologist or a nurse, which was originally what I wanted to be, McGee said. I've always been drawn to the healthcare field. McGee is also a state champion sharpshooter while a student at Santa Fe Unit School. When people hear about that, they say there's no way she can shoot that, Prince said. Part of McGee's journey has been by telling her story on social media, primarily through her Carly's Cancer Journey Facebook page. Ron said McGee being so open about sharing her journey, as well as her own personal experience dealing with a family member's battle with cancer, inspired her to include her as the honorary queen. Her story really touched me, and I am the daughter of a parent who has passed away from brain cancer, my father, Grimes said. It really hit me in the heart, and I wanted to give her this experience. I never thought it would happen to me, and it's been amazing, something I think every girl deserves to have, she said. McGee and her family say that the online support, as well as the care given by St. Jude, has been a big help, and that remaining positive throughout all of the doctor visits, surgeries, and therapy, while also getting to take part in her community's largest event, has made it all the difference. People have shown me so much love and have been praying, McGee said. It's been a great way to bring awareness about childhood cancer and what we have to go through, she said. Her mother also hopes her daughter's story is a way for others to relate, especially parents with children going through similar situations. It's very personal to put out your information about what's going on, but we thought it would be a good idea to turn some form of purpose out of this pain, Prince said. We thought it could bring a lot of good out of some of what we and she has been experiencing. State Representative Kip Capley proposed legislation enhancing the penalty for assaulting police officers from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class E felony. House Bill 1881 would make the offense of assault against a law enforcement officer a Class E felony punishable by a mandatory minimum 60-day sentence and a $10,000 fine. Police officers put their lives on the line every day, and they deserve our respect, honor, and support, Capley said. Threatening and assaulting law enforcement is a villainous act and should be punished as such. This bill holds some of the worst among us accountable for their actions and will hopefully make people think twice before attacking police officers in this state, he said. Over the last 5 years, there was an average of 440 arrests for simple assault against law enforcement officers, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. If approved, House Bill 1881 would take effect on July 1st. Kip Capley represents House District 71, which includes Wayne County and part of Hardin, Lawrence, and Murray counties. Murray Regional Health athletic trainers will host a coaches clinic for all sports coaches in the area to learn more about preparing athletes for their season. The clinic will be held on April 13th at 9 a.m. at the Murray Regional Annex, which is across the street from Murray Regional Medical Center, located at 1223 Trotwood Avenue in Columbia. It is meant for coaches of any age group, youth, middle school, high school, college, or volunteer, or for anyone else who wants to learn about coaching, leadership, athlete safety, and more. A group of speakers are slated to present, including Brigadier General Stephen Turner, Assistant Adjutant General with the Tennessee Army National Guard, who will present on leadership, ownership, and mentorship. Dr. Andrew K. Nielsen, a specialist in internal medicine and pediatrics with Murray Regional Medical Group Primary Care and Pediatrics, will present on nutrition and hydration. Physical therapist Andrea Bain with Murray Regional Medical Center will present on proper warm-up techniques and injury prevention. And Amanda Cothran, the Stroke, Trauma, and Chest Pain Center Coordinator for Murray Regional Medical Center, will present on pre-hospital management of athletic injuries. After the speaker session, CPR training will be available for anyone interested. It will not serve as certification course, though it will count toward bronze level CPR AED training for the Tennessee Safe Stars Act. Coaches from Murray County Public Schools will also receive in-service credit for attending. The clinic is free to attend. Registration is not required, but anyone attending is asked to RSVP by emailing dhightower@murrayregional.com. Murray the Mule is lost in Murray County, and we need your help to find him. Find Murray the Mule hidden in businesses across Murray County for a chance to win $500 and other great prizes. Murray Alliance's annual Where's Murray the Mule Shop Local Passport Adventure is happening now. The rules are simple. Pick up a passport, find Murray the Mule hidden in as many businesses as possible, and turn your passport in at the Murray Alliance office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Share your adventure on social media using hashtag Murray the Mule so everyone can follow along. This year's event was made possible by the generosity of Harmon Scrap Metal in Columbia. Harmon Scrap Metal is a premier scrap metal recycling company and has been family-owned and operated since 1985. You can learn more at www.harmonscrapmetal.com. The Murray County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plate or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Murray County Senior Center, located at 1020 Murray County Park Drive. Please drive around to the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign near the back door. Forms of payment include credit card, debit card, or check. No cash will be accepted at the site. Any Murray County resident can use this office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square. Also, you can renew online by visiting www.tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. Hosted by the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation and presented by First Farmers and Merchant Bank, the annual Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will take place Saturday, April 6th at Riverwalk Park in Columbia. Proceeds from the 2024 Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot provide funding for Murray Regional Health's Mobile Medical Unit, which delivers healthcare services to at-risk and underserved individuals throughout southern Middle Tennessee by providing basic health screenings, education, and resources. A portion of the proceeds from the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will also support the Foundation's Wellness and Aquatic Center Healthy Living Endowment and the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department. In addition, the Murray County School with the most participation in the event will receive a donation to their PE program from the Foundation. The Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot is a great tradition for both Murray County and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation that helps support our mission of providing important healthcare services for individuals who may not otherwise be able to obtain care, Foundation Executive Director Joe Kilgore said. We are excited to host the Mule Kick 5K and look forward to an exciting race, he said. On Saturday, April 6th, the race will begin at Riverwalk Park in Columbia with an 8 a.m. start time for the 5K and a 9:15 a.m. start time for the 1 Mile Trot. Both runners and walkers are encouraged to participate. Participants may register for the race online at runsignup.com/MuleKick5K. First Farmers is pleased to continue our ongoing partnership with the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation for this year's Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot. We are proud to support the vital work of the foundation, which exemplifies our dedication to fostering well-being in our region, said Brian K. Williams, chairman and CEO of First Farmers. In addition to presenting sponsor First Farmers and Merchants Bank, sponsorships ranging from $350 to $2,500 are still available for those who are interested in marketing exposure at the event. For additional information, contact the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation at 931-381-1111, extension 1012. To learn more about the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation, the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot, or to make a direct gift to support the Mobile Medical Unit Fund, visit www.murrayregional.com/foundation. The Murray County Historical Society has been granted permission by the Murray County Commission to place a time capsule in the new Murray County Justice Center, currently under construction. A selection committee has been created and is ready to receive items. If you have something small and Murray County related you would like to donate, contact Eric Previti at 931-626-9878, or you can email him at epreviti, that's E-P-R-E-V-I-T-I, at iCloud.com. For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have strong thunderstorms with the possibility of damaging winds and large hail. Tornadic activity is not out of the question. The high will be 73 degrees today with winds out of the south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. The chance of rain, 100%. Tonight, we can expect scattered thunderstorms, some may be strong in the evening, giving way to cloudy skies after midnight. Damaging winds and large hail are possible. The low will be 43 degrees with winds out of the west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of overnight rain, 50%. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378. Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt, and I want to welcome you to one of the most fun and exciting weeks in Columbia in Maury County, known as the Mule Capital of the World. This year's Mule Day events have evolved from Breeders' Day, which was a one-day livestock show and mule marketing event in the 1840s. It has now become an almost week-long celebration that begins with a wagon train and includes craft shows, old-fashioned log pulling, bluegrass music, a nationally recognized state auctioneer contest, a liars contest, and a Mule Day parade on Saturday at 11. All of this and more is presided over by a lovely Mule Day queen and her court. In Maury County, we value our community traditions and faith, family, and freedom. We also have a strong team of people here pulling together. We're Team Maury, and we're glad you're here. Make yourself at home and enjoy the festivities with all of us.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. The work of Tennessee's public health professionals impacts lives every day. The Tennessee Department of Health is proud to recognize the hard work and dedication of these public health heroes during National Public Health Week. As Tennessee's health commissioner, I see firsthand the hard work and dedication of our TDH staff members, but also the many others working in public health in our state, said Tennessee Health Commissioner Ralph Alvarado. I think it's extremely important to recognize these health professionals for the great work that they are doing, he said. Local health departments across the state offer many services to the public, including primary care and dental services, care coordination through the Community Health Access and Navigation, or CHANT program, GIFS, Tennessee's new pregnancy smoking cessation program, TN Strong, youth-led program advocating for tobacco-free lifestyles, Women, Infants, and Children, WIC, supplemental nutrition for mothers and young children, and access to immunizations and vital records information. Local health departments and other health organizations are doing their part to improve public health every day by providing important health care to all Tennesseans. All too often, this hard work goes unnoticed, Commissioner Alvarado said. This week, let us all remember the great work that's happening in public health to keep everyone healthy where you live and across the state, he said. Find and contact your local health department for more information on the many important services it provides in your community. The mission of the Tennessee Department of Health is to protect, promote, and improve the health and well-being of all people in Tennessee. Learn more about the Tennessee Health Department services and programs at www.tn.gov/health. The General Assembly recently approved legislation designating several pieces of literature with ties to Tennessee as official state symbols. House Bill 1828, sponsored by District 61 Representative Gino Balso, designates 10 different works with historic, social, and cultural importance to the volunteer state as the first official state books. House Bill 1828 passed the House on February 22nd and the Senate on March 25th. The bill now heads to Governor Lee's desk to be signed into law. Works include the Farewell Address to the American People by George Washington, published in 1796, Democracy in America by Alexis de Tocqueville, published in 1835, the Aitken Bible, published in 1782, The Papers of Andrew Jackson, Roots by Alex Haley, A Death in the Family by James Agee, All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren, American Lion by John Meacham, The Civil War, A Narrative by Shelby Foote, and Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Living with a worn joint can be painful and frustrating. Leave your joint pain in the past with a joint replacement procedure at Murray Regional Health. Our joint replacement program has been recognized in the top 10% of the nation for medical excellence and patient safety, thanks to our highly skilled and experienced surgical staff who perform progressive procedures for the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, and ankles. For more information, go to murrayregional.com/joint replacement. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today. And now our final story. The Black Keys are set to embark on a 2024 North American headline tour. The International Players Tour, in support of their new album, Ohio Players, which releases on April 5th. The 31-date tour kicks off in Tulsa and will be in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena on October 18th. You can find tickets at www.ticketmaster.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.